Well, welcome back to the Friends with Cassie podcast. You got Brad Mell and Chris Walker. Now, it's been quite a while since we've done one of these podcasts, and various reasons for that. We've both been very busy over this summer. But we thought we'd just come back on and update people as to where we are and what's going on and things like that. And I think the main thing to talk about is, well, there's two things really. I think we can talk a little bit about Kieran Forrest, who we have, of course, had an interview with fairly recently on here. That's still up there. He's become very significant to the charity and very involved. And then connected to him is the charity status, which is something that we've talked about many times before, about wanting to do that and, you know, the process of doing it. And you and I both looked at doing that individually at some point. But we're making some significant steps with that. And that is largely down to Kieran and his business. And we're sort of having fairly regular meetings. And yeah, do you want to just maybe update people as to what the plan is and what's going on with that?
Yeah, okay. Obviously, since we met Kieran and he came on board from the community day at Gunthorpe, he's been increasingly involved in what we're doing. We've had meetings with him and some of the people who work with him and for him. And he has a company based in the Leicester area where he lives. And he seems to be very keen on it. And that's partly down to his personal history of being born in what was then Rhodesia, but they moved to England when he was a kid. And his mum is still in the UK now as well. So he's got more and more involved. And he's also, the people that who works with him, they are working on the charity status behind the scenes, if you like, because they have quite a bit of expertise and experience in that area.
Yeah, essentially his sort of business team and I guess the legal side of that business is dealing with a lot of the regulations and the, you know, making sure everything's above board and that the application is likely to be approved. Because I think with any funding application, with any government body, there's a lot of process to go through, as you might well imagine. I mean, just in some of my work, you know, like some of the creative work we've done, I mean, it's a very different thing, but we apply to Arts Council fairly regularly. And it's such a process, you know, it's a job within itself, you know, doing that and getting those things. And there's so many, there's obviously a limited amount of funding and, you know, everybody's looking for a reason to turn it down. So I think when you've got a team that's sort of specializes in that and that area of work, it's really invaluable to us.
Yeah, the key is, as I'm sure you're aware, the correct wording.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's where Kieran and his friends are going to help us particularly. So my understanding is that we're literally maybe less than a month away from the formal application.
Yes.
My understanding is that it takes maybe 4 to 6 weeks for confirmation if it goes through straight away.
And I think as well, from what I've looked at, I think if it doesn't go through for some reason, I think you do get some notes back and, you know, as to why it was turned down, which would mean not an appeal, but like another application you would be able to tailor it to that sort of thing.
Yeah. My understanding from Shalom, one of our potential trustees and her charity, is that they also give you advice on how to reword it properly.
Yes. Yeah.
So they're helping you because they want you to succeed. Because I think each time you do it, you apply, there's a cost involved as well. So.
Yeah, but that's all really positive stuff because as we said before, once you get that status, which I think everything is looking quite positive, you know, on that front, I think it's something that will go through. It's a case of when, not if. But I think that, as we've said before, that opens up, it just opens up to a whole new level, really, because I think once you're officially recognised, you can apply to different types of pots of money, you know, you can get things
various
sort of officially,
things, yeah.
Various grants and stuff like that. And that's all going to be really useful for when we, you know, look at those overall objectives of, you know, the power installation and, you know, and just further development, really.
Which, really good. We could develop it, not just the school, but amongst the community themselves as well.
Yeah, so that's ongoing. You mentioned there as well that obviously Kewan has been really involved, and we've met his mother as well, as you said. Yeah. And I think we're hoping to get her on here soon, aren't we? Because she's great. She was brilliant when we met her.
She is a character, yes. And apparently she's on her way back from a holiday where she'd been visiting relatives somewhere in the Caribbean, I believe. So after she gets back, we'll get her on as soon as we can.
And I think something else which has come from them, really, and it's not something we've looked at yet, but hopefully is something we're going to do, is they've sort of pointed us in the direction of a number of Zimbabwean community meetups in the UK. Milton Keynes especially was one. Yeah. So there's lots of events and things like that that we were not necessarily that aware of before. And I think that's going to be a real target for us going forward to focus in on those events and maybe have a presence there and, you know, get a stall or, you know, just sort of, you know, go there. Because obviously, as we've seen, you know, what the community does when they're aware of this charity anyway, and I think that will reach a really wide audience. So I think that's quite exciting to sort of look to the future to go down and sort of go to some of those events.
Yeah, I mean, Kewan's quite keen on us doing a formal launch as well, which is another way we can get involved with the Scunthorpe United, because they're offering facilities either free or at lower cost.
Which would obviously tie in with the getting official status. That was what the sort of launch is, if you like. And I think the thing is as well, is with this charity status, and something that's all of the potential trustees, and myself being one of them as well, has agreed on and has sort of kept to the forefront, is very much that, even though it changes in terms of we are officially a charity, it doesn't really change in terms of what's happening. I mean, the sort of overall objectives, those mission statements, they remain. It's still very much your story, you know, Chris. That is very much what it came from and is about and is at the heart of it. And I think that's, you know, we're not going to go too big and, you know, above ourselves or anything like that, you know, but it's because I think it's a nice story, and I think retaining that is really useful. So it's all positive
point,
absolutely, it's all positive, definitely. So hopefully we'll get, as I was saying, hopefully we'll get Kewan's mother on here to say some of her stories as well. And obviously, as we've mentioned, that's been the main thing that's sort of been ticking along with the charity recently, this status. And it's partly why this podcast has been slightly quieter, also, you know, a number of things going on this summer, but now we're sort of through those, it has freed up a little bit more time to hopefully look towards a couple of events, and we'll hopefully try and get one on, at least one on, before the end of the year. I mean, obviously we're in September now, aren't we? It's going really fast this year. But there's one, I did mention it at the start of the year. I mean, I've not said what it is, and I'm still not going to say what it is, but I'm very excited by it, and I really hope we can pull it off, because I think it would be fantastic. It's looking likely to, well, I don't say looking likely, but the current thinking is that event would be in Doncaster. That may well change, but the Doncaster area for that one, which is not something we do. So obviously our events have typically been Scunthorpe based usually, but I think for this particular one, it makes sense. That's not really saying a lot, but you know, I can't tell you any more than that.
No, that's fine. We'll see how that goes.
It's good. If it comes off, it's very good. Either way though, whether that one happens or not, though, we'll hopefully get a number of small scale events on, as we have done, you know, previously, because it's always good to, you know, just have something that's tops up the funds every now and then, you know, and as ever, maybe a shirt raffle or two, you know, something like that.
That reminds me. We have the
of fun. Course, yes. Yeah, tell me about this, because this is brilliant. This is really good.
Yeah, well, I think I put something on the blog a few weeks back about it, because what happened was Kewan won it in a raffle, I think, at the club. Amongst the staff and people at post promotion, and he immediately donated it, it was either a raffle or he auctioned for it and won the auction. And what it is a football which is like old school, old style, you know, brown leather.
Yeah.
There are markings on it which basically emit a number of the Scunthorpe United Unity badge. 125 years, and there's also a thing on it which says 1899 Scunthorpe United FC, but celebrating 125 years of the club. And there are signatures on the ball from all the players who won promotion for us at the end of the season. So that's available for us to auction, raffle.
It is slightly different as well, because I know that you often get those, you know, signed footballers, you know, with the squads and things like that. But I think the fact that this is the classic style, and you know, it's all sort of printed on it. It looks brilliant. So
it does, it's a
brilliant thing. So I think we've not really looked at how we're going to do that yet, have we? But
not yet,
auction or some
such.
Something
we can talk about. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's a good prize. It's always good to get these things. I think that's it with me, really. I think it's just more a case of checking in, putting something out, and just to say that obviously we've got, like I said, this charity status should hopefully be coming in, and when that does, it'll then go from like 0 to 100, and we'll, you know, there'll be lots of stuff to come out of that.
We'll expand some of the social media stuff,
of course.
We still have the Facebook and Twitter, or X if you like, but I noticed that I have a LinkedIn page, which I've not really used for some time. So that's another option. I'm also on Blue Sky, and I'm on Instagram.
Yes.
Some of those there's so much work to do with all of those. And there's still quite a few bits and pieces that I need to do to tidy up on the website, though.
Well, I think all of that as well will come with that relaunch, if you like.
Exactly.
It'll all tie in and look really good. But yeah, so we got that. We'll hopefully have another interview to come pretty soon. That'll be really interesting. And as I say, hopefully we'll start to get these events put in place for towards the end of the year, because I think some promising stuff. So yeah, just a small update really, and just to say that it's still going, and it's all looking quite good actually. I know it's been quite quiet, but behind the scenes it's all going along quite nicely.
There's lots of stuff going on in the background.
Right, thank you as ever for listening to this, and we will see you next time.